You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E.Z. Zuli.
Exciting show. I love all you guys. I love everybody that's saying what's up. We're about to do it the easy way. Shout out to all of our members on the Hollywood the Easy Way group, all of our fans on Eric Zuli fans on the fans page, on the Easy Show, of course, our Easy Show page, Easy Talk Live, Easy Way Broadcasting. We love you guys, man. We do it the easy way every Thursday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Give you guys all the info, the easy way, what's going on. We got a lot of amazing things happen, man. I'm excited. I'm excited to tell you guys all the information. We got some great guests. We got Ernie Singleton coming on, man. Ernie Singleton is the former president of MCA Records, and he helped cultivate the careers of a lot of great people, and so we're anxious to have him come on. And we have a really cool pop artist, actually. I met her on Facebook, of all places. Social media. It's all about social media. Loving social media. There's so many things that you can do through social media. I mean, I have so many testimonials and stories to tell you guys, but I want you guys to check out Tina, T-I-N-A-B-E-L-L-E, Tina Bell. Man, I got to say, I think this girl's the next Nicki Minaj, only Caucasian. She can rap, she can sing, and she can sing. That's something that Nicki can't do, I don't think. Yeah, you know, and she's got skills, man. Her songs are hot, you know. And you know me, guys. I'm really picky when it comes to artists. And we're just proud to be supporting independent talents and artists and doing it the easy way and helping you guys connect to Hollywood, helping celebrities and public figures interact with their fans. So we're gonna start this show off with a bang with a song called Bittersweet by Tina Bell, and then we're gonna talk to her and hear a little bit about her struggles and what she learned from it and how she became an artist, why she became an artist, all that fun stuff. So make sure to tell your friends, guys, Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. Follow the Easy Way Broadcasting Facebook fans page, letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Broadcasting. And today's show is brought to you by Music That Pays Magazine. This is an organization that gets artists paid, man. They have distribution with some of the biggest companies. They have printing, manufacturing. Their magazine has over 45,000 subscribers. We're so happy to be working with Music That Pays. And Easy Way Broadcasting is brought to you guys by Vanity Drink. Remember that name, Vanity Drink. It helps replenish you from the inside out. It helps you keep you beautiful, you know, for men and women. It also is the best kept aging secret. And I've tried this drink, man. My skin's actually gotten a little better ever since I've been drinking it. If you guys want to check that out, you can go to Vanity Drink, the group page, Vanity Drink on Facebook, vanitydrink.com, and use our discount code, because you do it the easy way, 7022, Vanity Drink. Don't forget that. That is an awesome drink. And speaking of awesome, we got an awesome artist. This is Bittersweet by Tina Bell. You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Talk Live.
No, I'm actually feeling groovy and wonderful. How are you, hon?
I am feeling great, sweetie. I love life. I'm loving everything that God puts in front of me. And you know, it was a pleasure meeting you. You know, I mean, you hit me up on Twitter or LinkedIn or something like that, and then you hit me up on Facebook. And I you know, it started from your picture. Okay, it started from your picture. You had I got to give you props because you had that image that drew my attention. You know, you had a picture with it looked like a little tattoo on your face, like a cross or something. Then you had the hat going on, and you had that swagger, you know. And obviously you're beautiful. So you know, but that's the best thing to do when you're trying to network and brand yourself and put yourself out there. So it did draw my attention. Now today you're on Easy Talk Live, which is nationally syndicated all over the world, and it's a decent show. People like doing it the easy way.
No, I get a lot of good feedback, and I'm excited to be a part of the show. Thank you for having me.
I hear your friends
with
my boy, Shane Sparks.
Actually, I'm sorry?
No, go ahead, please. Thank me all you want. Keep going.
No, actually, going back to the picture, a lot of people were wondering what that cross was on my eye, and it's actually a T for Tina Bell, and I actually don't have any tattoos. That's what a lot of people don't know about me. I know it's a trendy thing to do, but I actually just don't have any. I'm very scared of needles. So
that's a good thing. I have one tattoo, and it's a Z on my arm, because, you know, I do it the easy way, and my name is Zuli. So, you know, that's about it. I was really drunk, and I didn't want one, and someone just gave it to me. No, I'm kidding. So let's get to know your story, Tina. You know, tell us a little bit about yourself, your struggles, and why you became an artist, and this is the get-to-know-you time. Easy talk to us.
Yeah, awesome. Well, there's a series of events that, you know, kind of started Tina Bell. There was first, you know, the kid Tina Bell that grew up in musical theater, and before that, even as a toddler, I was singing and dancing around the house to Michael Jackson with my mom's hairbrush that I used as my microphone. I couldn't even say microphone at the time. And then when I was 15, I was going to pop camps in California from Colorado, and that was more business and talent training base for me. And then there was, you know, I got connected with a good friend called Hypnotic, and he's, you know, really hitting the market hard, and he's been my mentor through the years. So it's really nothing that happened overnight, because it's been a work in progress since, you know, the very first day I made the goal at a very young age. And a little bit about me, I'm bubbly and sassy, and that's kind of the best way I can describe myself. I'm bubbly because I love vibing off of people with good vibes, and I kind of radiate off that, especially like with the crowd. That's when I'm most happy. And then I'm sassy because I don't kiss butt. I stand up for what's fair, and I like to you know, really stand up for myself. And I think you have to do that as a solo female artist, and it's very important to have a big voice.
I agree. It is, and your stage presence is everything. You have to be likable. Your personality, and you are very likable, even on social media. Now, this is our first time getting to know each other, guys. This is the first time our voices have contacted.
Yeah.
You know, you definitely got it, girl. You got some cool charisma, and a little bit about Easy Way. You know, we work with some of the biggest and best in the music industry, in the entertainment industry, the philanthropy industry, the business industry, and a lot of good people do it the easy way. They do listen. If you search on YouTube, you know, you can search Easy Way Endorsements, and you'll see some of the people that are behind us. And, you know, we also do help artists as far as distribution goes. I have an application, and, you know, we do a little distribution through the app. And, you know, like I said, we're sponsored by Music That Pays Magazine, and we're all about helping the independents. And so, you know, thank you for coming on the show, and we always want to hear the real story. You know, do you mind telling us some of the struggles you've come across as an artist, and what you've learned?
Yeah, I mean, I think the main struggle, because there's a lot, you know, but I think the main struggle is kind of trusting yourself as an artist. I mean, first you have to figure out who you are as an artist, what your goals are, what your sound and image is. And image is a big struggle too, you know, especially for a female artist. It's, you know, balancing weight. And, you know, I'm having people in the industry being like, okay, Tina, like, you need to lose like 30 pounds, you need to be 7% body fat, and so that's a struggle. And then being secure with your decisions and the people, your circle that you make, and because you're always going to be pulled in different directions, and you know you want to take different risks. And something that most artists fear is what single to launch for their album. And in hopes of being a number one hit song on the Billboard charts, and fear that, you know, was it the right choice, or should we go with this song instead? So again, just trust yourself, and then the struggle will kind of disappear.
That's good. Yeah, that's good advice. And thank you for sharing that with us. So we're gonna go to a quick commercial break, guys. And when we come back, we're going to answer a couple callers. A couple of your fans probably want to talk to you, or maybe they want to talk to me. Sometimes I get lucky.
Get on the website, everybody, and we'll chat live.
Yeah, and by the way, guys, we are doing a new chat live system. So it's a new system. You might not be familiar with it, so no one's on it right now, but you can go to the Blog Talk Radio page and actually scroll under what you're listening to, and there's a chat box, and you can actually chat with us while we're doing our show, and this is something new, something fun. So we're going to do a quick commercial break here, and when we come back, we're going to answer a couple questions. And Tina Bell, we appreciate you doing it the easy way, and all the fans and all the listeners, we'll be right back.
Only on Blog Talk Radio will you hear the celebrity host of Easy Way Broadcasting. Network owner Eric Easy Zuli treats his 500,000 Twitter followers to insider tips and connections on upcoming shows with the top celebrities and business leaders. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy and tune in 7 days a week to talk with the Easy Way Broadcasting show host at 914-338-1303. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com to advertise on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
All right, guys, so we're back. Tina Bell is ready to answer some callers. And, you know, we actually have a really exciting guest. And Tina, I actually wanted to introduce you to our next guest, which is we're blessed and honored actually just – it's just beyond a blessing. And I'm proud to call this gentleman a real good friend, mentor, partner. He has a major event for musicians, coming up, and I'm actually going to read a little bit about him, and I apologize, guys, we kind of went over our time. I wanted to get some time to answer some of the callers, but we got to stay on track here. But so, Tina, the guest that's coming on, his name is Ernie Singleton, and he's the former president of MCA Records and Urban Music, he's actually the person that took Warner Brothers' ranking from number 7 to number 1. In 3 years. Woo-hoo. And has over 139 gold platinum albums to his credit. And now he's the CEO and owner of Singleton Entertainment and rated one of the music industry's top movers and shakers. And Ernie Singleton has joined us. He's just doing his thing. So with 139 gold and platinum albums to his credit, Ernie Singleton has become something more than just the Midas touch. His platinum touch has done so many things. He's helped cultivate the careers of Sean Diddy Combs, Quincy Jones, Prince, Gladys Knight, Patti LaBelle, Miles Davis, Chaka Khan, Madonna, and he was instrumental in launching the careers of Mary J. Blige, Bone Thugs and Harmony, New Edition, Jodeci. It goes on and on and on. I think you guys get the idea. And we're blessed today to have him on Easy Talk Live. He's waiting in the studio here, so we're gonna bring him on. And that's what we do. We help artists connect. We do it the easy way. So, Ernie, I hope I gave you a decent enough introduction, my man. Thank you so much for coming on the show and taking your time, and I'll pay you later.
Yeah, bro, you know you good. Hey, Eric, how are you, man?
I'm doing good, brother. I'm doing good. Thanks for coming on today.
Nice to meet you, Ernie.
It is nice to meet you as well. I was so moved by your comments. You were making some very strong comments, Tina, and there's so much detail that goes into the thought process of making decisions, and sometimes you got to make a decision and live with it and be prepared to make another one. But Tina, your comments were like right on. I'd love to one day get a chance to sit down and just, you know, chat with you and, you know, just create a little bit of energy. But you're on point, baby. You're on point. You're telling people
things
they needed to hear. And it's really always great. And I can tell you were coming from the heart. So,
yep, thank you. I appreciate it. And yeah, let's get some coffee sometime.
Yeah, gladly. How are you, man?
I'm blessed, man. I mean, you know what we're doing. We're doing it the easy way, and I can't wait to talk about this major event that you're going to be doing and honoring some really great individuals. And I want to give Tina, in about 30 seconds or less, can you just please promote yourself as much as you want, whatever you want to say to your fans. And then when you're done, what I'm going to do actually is I'm going to play your second song, which I believe is a hit. Okay, I know music, and I want to get the opinion of an industry veteran like Ernie. And we're gonna here's what we're gonna do for you. Okay, we really appreciate you coming on. We appreciate it. You did so much promotion for the show. I mean, every day I saw Easy Way Broadcasting coming out of your digital mouth. And so we appreciate that. So what we're gonna you made it go viral. We appreciate it. So what we're gonna do is we actually have an application, and we do charge for this, but we're going to give you 1 month free of Easy Way distribution for your song, Gimme Love, because I truly believe in that song.
Wow, thank you.
Nice.
Yeah, and then also we're going to talk to some of our relationships and people that we deal with and see what we can do to help a little bit. So we'll see what happens, and hopefully, you can tell your fans and your friends to download the application and that you can, listen to your song the easy way. So from now on, I'm going to start doing things the easy way.
Awesome. So I only have 30 seconds to promote myself. Ready, set, go?
Yeah, please. Go for it.
Okay, so I'm Tina Bell. I'm a pop artist. I originally came from Colorado, and now I'm the number one talked female pop artist out there, and that's where I grew up, so I'm really honored. I'm going to be performing out in Las Vegas in July. On top of that, I'm also prepping for our 18 City Tour with Music is Life Tour. I'm also an independent artist, so I'm doing everything by myself. So props to your mama. And then I'm also in rehearsals with the fabulous choreographer, Jared Ackerley. So thank you so much, Jared, if you're tuning in today. And my advice to other artists is invest in yourself, educate yourself, do it all, music, promoting, booking, video production flyers, do your research. You can really build from your career at home with social media. So build up your fan base and start connecting, start shaking hands. Advice to my fans would be to dream big. That's what I really want to stress, is just dream big, because everything that I did started from a dream. I never would have imagined anything that I'm doing right now if it weren't for that day when I started dreaming. So dream big, execute daily. It doesn't matter what age you start, because I encourage you to start today, right now. Whatever dream it is, start executing today. Whatever struggle you're going through, leave it for yesterday. Focus on a better new. Do you trust yourself? And I will be your dream leader along the way, so you can always look back at me as your idol and living proof to you can live any dream you want, because why not you? You are enough. You are worth it. The magic is real inside of you. You just got to believe. And that's it. That's the Tina Bell message.
Love it.
Awesome job, Tina. Well said, and we appreciate how you give me love, you give your fans love, you give that advice. And so in honor of that, we're going to go ahead and play this song. It's called Gimme Love by Tina Bell. And really quick, tell everybody where they can follow you and they can get in touch with you.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Well, I hope you're tuning in today with Easy Way. And you can go ahead and give me love on Facebook. That's facebook.com/iVibe. That's V-I-B-E, Tina Music. Hashtag Google, pretty much Google hashtag Tina Bell. That's T-I-N-A-B-L-E, and you'll find me all over the internet. That's where you can find my Twitter, my Instagram. My Instagram, I have a lot of followers, and I'd love for you to follow me because I post daily. So that is Tina Bell Official. That's T-I-N-A-B-E-L-L-E. O-F-F-I-C-I-A-L. So go ahead, check it, and I'll follow you back, and let's get connected.
Check it out, guys, and remember hashtag Easy Way, because we're Easy Way is that support. So we're going to go ahead and play the song, and when we come back, we are going to be talking to Mr. Ernie Singleton. And well, we're going to take callers, by the way. And Tina, if you could stay on for the show, we'll take your fan callers, because we do have the lines are blowing up right now. I don't know who's calling for what, and I want to take some time to do that, but we'll have to do it more towards the end of the show. But we will open the lines towards the end of the show, guys. And for now, this is Tina Bell. Give me love. And Ernie, I want to hear your opinion afterwards, okay, man?
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Ernie.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, Tina.
O-B-E-T-I-N-A-B-E-L-L-E.
Your love from Tina Bell. And Ernie, what do you think?
I think it's awesome, man. I'm very impressed, Tina. The track is hot. I kind of feel like you shortchanged the audience, Eric, by turning it off. I understand you're dealing
exactly.
with
exactly. Yeah, you gotta feel
Tina's vibe. Her message was good. And anytime a woman says, "I'm aching for you," I'm like, "Come on." That was hot, Tina. That's hot. I like it. I like
thank
your execution.
Thank you very much.
I like the way you approach the song from a vocal perspective. I love the energy and the vibe of it. The tempo is really right on point. You know, it's not too fast. It's not, you know, it's not even. It has its own branded sound. It doesn't sound like a lot of other stuff. So it'll kind of stand out in the mix of all the music.
Thank you so much. You should do well,
Tina. I'm very impressed.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I wrote Bittersweet and Give Me Love. So for you to come out and say that means so much. So thank you, Ernie.
Well, I'm just saying what I'm hearing, and I think everybody else would agree with that. You're pretty amazing. I love the way you approach the song. I love your vocal delivery. And you've got a lot of attitude in that record. So I like that, too.
You got it.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, excellent.
Appreciate it.
Good luck
to
you.
All right,
now,
as far as the audience not being able to hear the whole song, that's why they have to go to the Eric Zulli app and download the Eric Zulli app and click on music, and you'll be able to hear the whole song for free, I might add. We're not charging you. It's all free. But, the radio show is the preview show.
You ought to charge. It's so much goes into people making music. You know, there's got to be a better way for artists to be rewarded. Tina, you working a lot? You doing a lot of shows?
I actually booked a show in Vegas. I'm from California, so
I'm heading out to Vegas
and doing rehearsals over there, and then doing some more shows in Colorado and California, and then getting ready for my 18 city tour. So hitting it hard.
Yeah. Well, I hope you can join us on June 25th during our salute. It's a tribute to Urban Entertainment executives, behind-the-scenes people that really help stars like you shine even brighter.
Wow, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Is that located in California?
It's going to be in Los Angeles, on June 25th.
Beautiful. I'll be there.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent.
One of the nicest spots in L.A., I might add. The location is very nice. And if you guys want to know more information, again, you can go to the Eric Zulli app and click on calendar. The flyer is right there on our calendar. And then you can also like the fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting, or our group, Hollywood The Easy Way. And all that information is going to be posted. We also actually have a group that we made for Singleton Entertainment, which gives you specific direct information as far as this event goes. And that's just type in Ernie Singleton on Facebook, and
you
all that information.
You made a group for us, Eric?
Of course, man. Come on. See, you don't know how we roll. We keep it moving. We got about, I think, like 200, 300 something people in that group already.
Awesome.
Get it.
All right, so we're going to get in. So, Tina, thank you so much for being on. You're welcome to stay on the show, but we're going to get into Ernie's interview here. And we really appreciate you, and thanks for telling all your fans about the show. And, we'll reconnect on Easy Way Broadcasting, answer some fans' questions, or, again, if you stay on to the end of the show, we'll open up the lines for your fans, okay?
Tina, I'm looking forward to meeting
you
as well.
Much love. Thank you so much. Looking forward to meeting you too, Ernie.
Thank you.
Have a great show.
Thank you.
All right, guys, so we're going to get into Ernie Singleton, and the lines are blowing up, guys. So just like I said, remember, we're going to, at the end of the show, we're going to open up the lines so everybody can answer any questions or ask any questions that they want to Ernie or Tina. But Mr. Ernie Singleton, man, let's tell everybody how we met. Do you remember how we met?
No, I don't remember how we met, Eric. Which party were we at?
actually, I don't know if he's in queue or not, but I'll give you a hint. It was an award show.
NAACP Image Awards, right?
No, we hung out there. But no, we actually met at the World
Music Awards. Was that
our
first
meeting? Yeah, there we go. See, you got a good memory, Eric.
The World Music Awards? Okay, I thought I had met you before then. I'm sorry. Eric,
I've been so many times
at so many really hot places. You've become, when I go places and don't see you, I often ask myself, I wonder where it's Easy. Why isn't he here? No, seriously.
There's a lot of interviews, you guys. If you want to go on YouTube, you type in Eric Zulli or Ernie Singleton. There's a ton of videos on there. That's kind of like the stepping stones of the wonderful friendship that we've had here. But we met at the eWorld Music Awards, and you were being honored. Okay, Henning Morales honored you guys. And do you remember anything close to why I enticed you, or why I interested you, as far as following up? And I mean, because so many people, I mean, thousands and thousands of people. I've seen your events. I've seen when you stand on stage, you get swarmed by like 30 people, and your publicist person's got to hold your hand to pull you away. You know, do you remember that, or do you remember
I remember. And now you're reminding me. I thought I knew you longer than that. The eWorld Music Awards was in 2011. I remember that very well. And I remember being thoroughly impressed by you and your team, and just the fact that you were so on point. I'm a former radio broadcaster, so I really take notice to announcers, broadcasters, people who are really doing stuff, media, broadcasting, whether it's internet or radio or TV. I spot that right on, and I could sense you were like, you're like so focused, so awesome, so on point, and you were tight, and you're witty. You have a lot of personality. So all those things stood out to me. I thought, well, who is this guy? How come I don't know him?
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Now, do you remember there's a specific thing? You were blown away by the fact that I could do everything right there on the phone, and I took a picture of you, and I took a picture of your team, and I blogged it within, 12 minutes? And then you asked me how I did that.
Yeah, myself and Uche, and you were like, yeah, because your social media efficiency level was stunning to me. And understand, my 139 gold and platinum records and all of my successes were not really triggered through the internet. That came later. It's here now. But so when I kind of spotted it, I thought, wow, this kid's pretty awesome. So it's a real joy, Easy, to be on your show and to be able to even connect with your fans. And, you know, and quiet as it's kept, oftentimes, ladies and gentlemen, Easy is my mentor. When I am trying to get clarity on technology and some social media platforms, I go to Easy, and Easy is always giving me two or three alternatives and some clarity on things that are sometimes a little bit baffling for me. So you know, never too old to learn, Easy, and never too young to teach.
Thank you, man. I don't know what to say. I just had Ernie Singleton say that I'm his
mentor.
Just
say thank you. No, you just had a fabulous, focused, talented artist, Tina, who's doing her own thing, and she could be a marketing wizard because she seems to really get it. But as an artist, she should do well. But sometimes when people say things to you that you're flattered about, all you can do is say thank you and keep it moving because, you know, it's real. It's you. It's like the rays of the sun. It's, you know, you don't have to see the sun to know it's shining because it gives off light. So
exactly.
Just, you know, don't try to explain it. Just keep it moving. I love what you do, Eric.
My phone recorder is like listening to everything you're saying. I'm getting my testimonials. Keep going.
No, I really want to talk about the celebration of June is Black Music Month. We've opted to take the celebration to another level and to another.
Well, okay, hold on, really quick, Ernie. So formally, you've done for years and years. You've done toast to urban music executives, okay? And
yeah.
Now I'm seeing salute. Can you? What's up with the change?
Well, the salute is because we completely revamped our event. We have a whole new production team, new production partners, and our vision is aligned. And it's an elevation. We've taken a seed out of the apple and we've planted it. So you're seeing apple
mm-hmm.
trees, and we're going to blossom. So we're moving into another direction. The salute is really, it's a spinoff from the toast. The toast still goes on, by the way. So the toast will still continue to go on. Singleton Entertainment Corp. no longer produces the event. We no longer have any involvement in it. We have given that brand to some other people who want to celebrate Black Music Month. Does everybody know that June is Black Music Month in America? A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know that, Eric. So it's funny, and that was why we started doing the toast. Today we do salute. #salute2014 is our handle, and what we do is we recognize the outstanding entertainment industry leaders. During Black Music Month with a celebration. And the celebration is what we will be doing on June 25th. And the event really focuses to celebrate and salute behind-the-scene executives and industry leaders in both digital and the physical side of entertainment. Now, Eric, I got to tell you who we're honoring because we got some really heavyweight players here. They're going to bring out a lot of celebrities, a lot of superstars. We're honoring Greg Mack, who's a radio broadcaster from the radio station 1480 K-Day in Los Angeles. For those who don't know, K-Day was the first 24-hour rap radio station on the planet. Because, you know, it was the first 24-hour rap radio station. Greg Mack is one of those guys. He currently works at KTWV The Wave. We're doing Angela Dean. She is a celebrity fashion stylist and designer. Angela Dean has done from the breastplates Madonna wore to she's dressed the Patti LaBelle's and the Natalie Cole's. She's dressed the right now she is the stylist. And she's dressed everybody, and I'm trying to call names. She's literally done everybody. She's currently the stylist for Queen Latifah. But Angela Dean is awesome. we're doing a tribute to Curtis Mayfield. We're presenting the Timeless Music Award to Curtis Mayfield's family. Now, two people that we are really excited about that is Groovy Lou, who is another celebrity fashion designer. He's the guy who would buy the fabric and make the suits for the Notorious B.I.G. back in the day. And that's why Groovy Lou got started. So when people like Groovy Lou can do what he does to cause a guy like Notorious to be like flyer than fly, you know, because Versace and companies like that, they didn't make clothes for people whose waistline was bigger than a 38. So Groovy Lou was innovative enough to figure out how to make really big guys really sexy. And as a result, it has caused a kind of a domino effect in our culture that big guys, Rick Ross, he does Rick Ross as well, but big guys like Rick Ross, like Notorious, can dress sexy. It's no longer reserved for little guys with the 32 and 34 waistlines. So it's interesting. But when you look at the fashion that Biggie wore and you look at what Rick Ross is wearing, you got to focus on a guy like Groovy Lou. And when you make an artist look good and glam them up, we celebrate that because part of what makes artists hot is who hooked them up. Just like we see some of them, man, who dressed them? Not if Groovy Lou had anything to do with it. Karen Civil is another person we're going to honor. Karen Civil is the social media queen. Karen literally has started her own business. When Lil Wayne went to jail several years ago, she did all of his social media blogging. When Dr. Dre needed somebody to do social media for Beats by Dre, he brought Karen Civil in. Karen is one of those people who got a phenomenal ear. She's dope. She operates from her heart, man. She does music she like. She was first to recognize, well, I won't say first, but Karen recognized people like Drake and Nicki Minaj when your mainstream media didn't even know who they were. She's absolutely amazing and totally, totally savvy in the social media world. And everybody, the Wiz Khalifas and you name the players, they all want to be on Karen Civil's social media platform. They want her talking about them. Hopefully good. Because if she talks bad about you, you're in really big trouble. But Karen Civil we're going to honor because, you know, people who master that kind of platform and have the vision and the passion for the music and the culture, you've got to give them love.
What is that blog wars? Me and Karen. And my blog versus hers. Okay.
Well, you know, it's not a comparison. There are far more people who deserve being recognized, Eric. Are you asking me a question on Karen versus you?
No, I'm just being my character self. You know, you're building her up so much in social media. I'm looking forward to meeting her at the event.
I want you to meet her, Eric, because you guys have so much in common. Talking about a common denominator, you guys can probably get in a headlock and never let go because you're both cut from the same cloth. You're no different. You're a guy who's also found a way to create a platform, actually, even to give people an opportunity to interact like you're doing now with all of your platforms. I mean, you have how many platforms do you have, Eric?
Well over 1,500.
Easy Way. I'm sorry?
Well over 1,500 platforms that we can get content to. In fact, we just had I don't know how much I can say about it, but we just had an agent for publishing contact us, which was pretty cool. Excellent. Ernie, we're kind of running out of time here, so I want to give you the opportunity. I'm going to pick up one caller here, see if anybody has any questions. We have a caller, 310-5858. And sometimes callers are shy. Sometimes they jump on. Caller 310-5858, you there?
Hey, how you doing, Ernie?
Hey, brother, how are you?
I'm great. So where do we get more information about the event?
Where do you get more information? You can get more information on our website, www.singletonentertainment.com. That's www.singletonentertainment.com. And the event is on June 25th. We're actually going to be at the above the Grammy Museum at LA Live.
And Carl, you can also go to the Ernie Singleton Salute Group, and that's probably a better place to get regular updates, constant regular updates on the event. And by the way, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Eric, you may have lost him, but Eric, let me just say that we have a couple of sponsorship slots open. So if anybody want to participate, we have two sponsorship opportunities open for anyone who wants to be a part of this event. I failed to tell you that our guest list is really going to be a who's who of the entertainment industry. One of our honorees I did not mention is Joey Manda, president of Interscope Records.
Watch out.
The Game, and I mean, it's just Mary J. They got the world. They got the world.
And the Game. I have to say this. The Game is extremely hot right now. I was just on TMZ yesterday. In fact, it's airing on Fox today too. And I was watching that the Game actually beat up on 40 Glock, and they put it out there, and it's like the biggest, big publicity thing right now, so anything attached to that name right now is
bananas, man. I saw that. That was bananas. That was retarded.
And I was right before it too.
I'm sorry.
I said I was right before because I had my opinion on Tracy Morgan and them not letting the mom into the hospital. I guess the fiance kind of blocked her, and they wanted my opinion on that. And then, 40 Glock's a friend of mine. And then I see that, and I'm like, what the heck?
Well, there's a lot of drama, but we can't stop that. And, of course, the sensationalizing of all of that is what makes reality TV hot, and it's kind of where we are. That's part of our culture as well. This event, by the way, Eric, is really about validating behind-the-scenes executives that play a major role in giving artists a really great platform, and it's also a celebration of America's number one cultural export. Long before McDonald's and KFC, the only cultural export America had was its music, and that music is heavily influenced with the African rhythm and African harmonies that permeates in country music, it permeates in pop music, it permeates in rock music, and it goes on across the board. And that would be validated if you were talking to an Elton John or an Eric Clapton. They would tell you what influenced them and how they got influenced to do what they do. So a celebration of Black Music Month is really a celebration of America's culture. I can go on and on, but I'm excited about what's going to go down because it's going to another level. We have a four camera crew that's going to be documenting the event, and there's a lot to talk about. But I can't eat up your show like this, Easy. You never have me on again, and I love you, my friend. So thank you so much, man, for allowing me.
And I love you, so I'm giving you an extra 10 minutes, and I got Norbert Brown, which is the creator of the George Jefferson character on The Jeffersons, and he has a segment. He's texting me going, "What the hell?" But I love you, Ernie. You're my friend.
Yeah.
I'm glad to support the event, and it's gonna be fantastic. And one other thing I just want to throw out there: what we're gonna be doing is two things. We're going to be doing on Saturdays. This is a new thing that we're opening up. We're gonna give an opportunity. It's called Made by You, and anybody that wants to do their own radio show, their own promotion, their own whatever, it's going to be $25, and they will get airtime from Easy Way Broadcasting, a brand association to all the people that we work with, all the brands and everything, and we want to give the people a chance to be heard and see what independence projects and stuff like that are out there. We're also going to be connecting that and whatnot to a showcase situation with some very, very great individuals, and we'd be honored to have you get involved in this independent movement that we're doing, Ernie.
Do I get my own show so I can rock the mic?
We might have to talk about that.
Don't clown, man. Don't clown.
I don't know. You probably
you
beat
so
my
much,
show
man.
Out there. It's too
thank
much competition.
So much. And let me just suggest, if you got people who are key players in your mix, Eric, have them to email me at es@singletonentertainment.com, and we will do everything we can to accommodate them. We are going to be held to
that's
crazy capacity at our event on the 25th, but the main reason of why we do this again is to celebrate the music and the people behind the scenes that make the stars really shine.
Now, can we do like a ticket giveaway or something? Can we do some sort of contest on social media, on our fans page? Any chance for anybody to win some tickets to go to an event like this?
How about giving Easy Way 10 tickets to give away?
Woo!
How about 5 plus 1s, Eric? It's no fun to go nowhere by yourself. 5 plus 1s.
You know
I'm
going to get blown up now, right?
No. 5 plus 1s, man, because that way if somebody comes, they got somebody to hang with. It ain't no fun to be somewhere by yourself. So, and
no,
it's,
but
and
I
it's
mean for the fans.
An invitation only.
I want to search for the fans. I want to search for some lucky.
You can decide how you
want
to do it.
Okay.
That's,
all right, let's definitely talk about that. But, guys, what we're going to do is let me just throw this out there. I think that we should do a certain post on the Easy Way Broadcasting fans page with Ernie's awesome picture with all his platinum albums, and we'll put a post on there. You guys can answer the post. We're going to look for the most unique story, most unique independent struggle story or something like that, and we're going to pick somebody to win some free tickets to go to this event on the June 25th and meet Ernie Singleton, meet the president of Interscope, meet me, meet all these great connections. Ernie, thank you so much for your time, man, and I'm looking forward to having you back. I had beyond questions, but I wanted to really get this event, and it's amazing. It's a great opportunity for our listeners.
Eric, I didn't tell you, we're giving Julie Rifkin a Spirit Award. That's Steve Rifkin's father. Steve from Loud Records with Wu-Tang and all that.
Ooh.
SRC Entertainment. He and Russell Simmons just started All Def Digital. His father is a prominent guy from back in the day with urban music. And we're also going to give an Innovators Award to Ron Bloom. So it's going to be a really crazy night. We're only giving 8 awards out.
Yeah.
Greg Mack, Angela Dean, Ron Bloom, Curtis Mayfield, a special tribute, Groovy Lou, Karen Civil, Julie Rifkin, Joey Manda from Interscope, and it's going to be off the chain, man. So it's going to be great. It's going to be excellent. So whoever your 5 winners will be, they will remember this for life, because it's going to be an awesome evening and a real inspiring for life kind of experience.
Sounds like it. And then what we'll do, guys, is we'll actually take pictures of you and the lucky winners. We're going to take pictures of you. We're going to do a video with you, and we're going to blog it out to a lot of syndication. You know, make sure you're seen. You know, we'll feature your music on the app. We'll do a whole bunch of stuff. So, you know, Easy Way cares. And
Eric,
we
can do this again, but
like
out of respect for your other interviews, I gotta tell you to. Let's get off the air.
Well, we can talk forever, man. All right, thank you so much for your time, Ernie. We appreciate you, man, and keep doing it the easy
you.
Way.
Thank you, Eric.
Okay.
Doing it the easy way. Thanks, my man.
Thanks, brother. All right, guys, so that was Ernie Singleton, the legend himself, and as you heard, that we're going to do a cool little giveaway, so make sure that you go to Easy Way Broadcasting fans page. We're going to be doing a special post looking for the most interesting story, the most interesting comment as far as your struggles to success and things you might have gone through. So you're listening to Easy Talk Live, guys, and now we're going to get into a new segment, actually not a new segment, a current segment that we do called Director's Corner. And this segment is hosted by Norbert Brown Jr., who is the creator of the George Jefferson character on The Jeffersons. He created All in the Family, if you guys remember that. And he's a 17-time award winner and doing TV shows and films and tons of stuff. And he lets you guys know everything that's going on in the directors and film world and how it's going down the easy way. So without further ado, guys, this is Norbert Brown with Director's Corner.
Welcome to the Director's Corner with your host, the award-winning writer, director, producer, Norbert Brown Jr. Lights, camera, action.
Hey, good morning, LA. Welcome to Director's Corner, and we have a show for you today. I love the guests that just went off. Very exciting, and music is a part of directing and theater and producing, and it's a big part of everything. But today our guest, and we're going to get right to it, our guest name is Frank. And Frank used to write music and still write music, but he used to write music for a really popular group in the 90s called Ready for the World. How are you doing today, Frank?
Hello. Hey, how's it going? Good morning, L.A.?
Good. Everything's going great. You know, we want to get right into it. The Easy Way Broadcasting.com you can go to, but Easy Way Broadcasting brings you shows like this every week in L.A. But, Frank, I want you to tell me some of the things that held you back until you got to be popular like you are, but what held you back, and then tell me the things that made you popular as you are today.
Oh, well, the main thing that held me back was like the location or not having the right sounds or things of that nature. You know, once I got the sounds and the skills to do what I do, mm-hmm. I was able to move forward.
Great. And then, so tell me, you know, how was it, you know, writing for Ready for the World? They was really, really a popular group, and the music was awesome, and I know you had a lot to do with all that creation of that.
Oh, it was a great experience. It was a great experience writing for them. I guess earlier on, it was like, you know, studio sessions, late night doing things, and, you know, really one of the things working with them earlier on, I didn't get a chance to get my name on the earlier stuff. So,
okay.
Yeah. So once Melvin went solo, you know, I was able to do 5 or 6 songs on the album.
And wow. Go ahead.
Yeah,
Frank.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that was great. That was great. I guess the positive thing is meeting people, you know, meeting new people, contacts, and just learning, you know.
Learning your
business and everything, yes. Yeah.
Wow, okay. And then, like, you know, with you writing for Ready for the World and also with you being in the Detroit area, did you ever think about, you know, Motown, like, you know, what they'd done before? Did you want to go out there and make a statement for music? I mean, you know, tell me a little about that.
Oh, yeah. Definitely coming from Michigan, as always, like, you had to, you know, Temptations and all those guys right there who was large, and you always want to be larger than the next one. So it was always pressure to do good with anything you're doing and working with these new artists, and you want to make a statement. And that's what we did with those earlier records that we did.
Wow, you know, that's so exciting. And, you know, I'm glad that we're able to talk about this on the Easy Way Broadcasting, that, you know, and it just makes it feel, you know, so exciting telling L.A. and all around L.A. and all around the world about some of the things that you did in Detroit. But tell me about the things that you're doing now and what popular director you're working with right now.
Okay. Well, I'm working with this famous director, Norbert Brown Jr., of course. And we're doing the play, The Little Black Dress, which I am the musical director, along with my cousin JT. And mm-hmm. we're, you know, right now we're doing some great remakes. And also we're doing some original tunes. So it's going to be a blast, and it's going to be an all-star cast. We got we got Miguel Nunez. We got Vanessa A. Williams. Mm-hmm. And also we got a couple people from my crew, which
yeah.
is Juanita MC Smooth Stokes, and we have Tammy.
Okay.
Tammy Holt. And we have another guy that I'm working with who's a phenomenal singer, and his name is Comfort.
Wow. Okay, great. I mean, that sounds so exciting that I'm a part of what you made a long time ago. And for me and you to get together and make the magic with the new stage play is really going to be awesome. And, you know, you heard it first here, you know, on EasyWayBroadcasting.com. You have to go to know more about this, because Easy Way has a lot to do with this musical that's about to come out and everything else that we're doing. Frank, so tell me, you know, like growing up in the music world, being a part of the music world, how did you get there? Was it a struggle?
It definitely was a struggle. in the beginning, you know, you have people who listen to you who don't believe in what you're doing, and you just learning your craft. And, you know, you're playing songs with people and people rejecting you, and, you know, you're always hearing the word no. So, you know, the only thing you got to do is you got to keep striving, keep working, and keep doing what you do.
Great, great. Yeah, because I had a struggle, you know, when I first started. I was 16 years old writing with All in the Family and George Jefferson's character, and I had a struggle with the color of my skin. They thought that because we was African-American, we could not write and create like everybody else, and that's my struggle, and that's why today I keep going to be as popular and as successful as I am today, but we're going to keep going, working with, you know, the Easy Way Broadcasting, and people just like Easy all over the world is making it happen for people like me, people like you. So we only got a few more minutes because I know we only have 10 minutes in the show, and it's so exciting to have you on here.
Glad to be here.
Yeah. So so also, I know the artists that you have in the show that we're working with. Is there any more artists that you're working with right now on some new albums? And I know also we associated through the same management crew. So any more artists or anything else that you're working on at this time?
Yes, we're doing the soundtrack for the new movie coming out. It's called the Comedy Club movie. I'm working on that along with Rick Stevens, which is also my manager.
Okay.
At Texas Point Records and Films, and that's an awesome movie that we're working on. Dexter Tucker, Christine Wilson's in there. It's going to be a great comedy, funny, off the chain. So definitely got to check that out.
Wow, that sounds so exciting because we had Dexter on here last week. That's very exciting to hear, you know, that y'all guys all, you know, working together in the same, you know, in the same realm. But also, how about the scary movie, too, you have, right?
That's also will be out also. So, you know, we just working, man. We just working and trying to get things done. And, you know, we're working on more movies and films in the future and working on more artists. So I got two artists I'm working with right now, Comfort. I'm working with Taylor Boy. And, you know, I do, you know, like I say, I do R&B, rap, gospel. So, you know, we got a whole bunch of things coming out.
Well, I know that your music is great. I heard the soundtrack that you have for my new show. I am so excited about it. You are an awesome producer of music, a writer of music, a creator of sound. When people like you have been around for a while and still making noise out there, that makes it really good for all the young people that's trying to get up there in the world. And you know, Easy Way Broadcasting, you can go to easywaybroadcasting.com to find out more about Frank, about all the exciting people that we got coming up. And you know, I love music because my uncle was one of the legendary singers, Johnny Taylor.
Okay. Love Johnny Taylor. Great singer. You know, so what? Great singer. So what you have to do is you have to grab your dream, don't give up, work on your craft, keep striving to be the best. And
well,
you have to reinvent yourself in the music. You got to keep redoing it. It's almost like a redo. You know,
well, that is redo. That is great, Frank. So how can people get in touch with you really quick for you to tell me your website, how to get in touch with you, and all the media that you have?
Okay, you can reach me at frankgrobmusic@gmail.com. You can catch me on Twitter at frankgrob1 or Instagram at frankgrob1.
And also, you can also go to easywaybroadcasting.com. You can go to Nolbert Brown Jr., and Nolbert is spelled N-O-L-B-E-R-T, Brown, B-R-O-W-N, Jr., J-R.com, my website. You can go to my website. You can go to Facebook. You can go to Twitter. You can get me all over the place. Or you can just Google me because I'm Googleable, and that's the cool thing about it. Thank you for coming out, being my guest today. I am so excited about it, and I just know that L.A. Love to hear about legends like you in the music, and, you know, because of Easy Way Broadcasting, you know, we got a chance to put you on the air, and I can't wait to finish working with you and do some more things together.
I'm excited to work with you, man. You're a legend in this business, you know, and man, I can't wait.
Yeah, me too. I can't wait. I can't wait till we get to L.A. With Easy and make some noise out there with all the legends. And I'm just glad to be a part of the Director's Corner and to bring directors and producers and music writers and actors and singers. And we got some legends coming up very soon. And also I have a new movie coming out called The Jersey 4. They will be coming on the Director's Corner very soon. And also the legendary Millie Jackson will be coming on. The group Silk will be coming on. It will be a lot of people coming on the Director's Corner. So just make sure that you go to the Easy Way Programming .com and be a part of everything that we're doing.
Sounds exciting. Sounds exciting. I can't wait to hear it.
Thank you. And till next week, we will see you again on the Director's Corner.
See you next week on Director's Corner.
That's a wrap, everybody.
Thank you, Rita Gray from Betty White's Out the Rockers. We appreciate that. So that was Noble Brown with the Director's Corner guys every week. Make sure you tune in, and he tells you guys some really cool stuff when it comes to projects he's involved in and films, and even sometimes, you know, advice. And we're accepting callers, and we're actually going to be starting a program where after the show is finished, you can go to Easy Way Broadcasting, and we will have these legends, these really established individuals, try to communicate. You know, I'm going to do my best to get their time to try to communicate with you guys on Easy Way Broadcasting as well as Hollywood the Easy Way. So coming up next, guys, and you know, actually before we go into this next segment, this is actually a new segment we're doing called TT with EZ, which is what we do with a television show I do every Friday at 3 o'clock. Coming up next, we have Sonia Harley, which is one of my Easy Way angels, and she's going to tell you a little bit about TT with EZ. But before we get into that, I want to give you guys a little info on some events coming up. And if you want to get more info, you can go to my application, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, and you can go to the calendar section, and all of our events every week are up there. But we have a really wonderful event on the 18th coming up with an amazing designer who's been awarded too many times, and his dress has been on the Oscars. He's dressed over 60 women on the Oscars, and it's a really, really private event at a private estate in Beverly Hills. We also have an amazing event coming up on the 21st of June, which we have Ashley Aragoda from ABC's Families, The Fosters, and Nickelodeon, and does tons of stuff, as well as Megan Henry, former Miss Teen Asia. And she's part of a real major pop group, as well as our host on Teens on Air, Zach Callison. And he's the voice of Steven Universe on Cartoon Network. And we have tons of celebrities that have come around on this, over 14 media companies. It's going to be right off in Busby's off Wilshire. And if you guys want to know more information on that, just hit our fans page up. We also have two big events. As you guys know, Ernie's doing his event on the 25th. We also have another awards event on the same day. So it's a back-to-back type thing. And, you know, guys, just keep following the movement, and we're trying to show you guys how we roll the easy way. So I'm going to go ahead and pop on my friend, my angel, Miss Sonia Harley. Are you there, Sonia Harley? Hello, Sonia.
Hey, Eric, how are you?
Hey, there she is.
Hi.
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? I'm glad. I've been listening to the show, and I like what Ernie Singleton said. Like, I looked him up a little bit, right, as an artist, and mm-hmm. he said something that was super cool that really, like, made me really like him. Because he, instead of giving away the 10 tickets, when he said, how about if we do 5+1? Because it's always good when you go somewhere and you have someone with you to enjoy it with you, which is super cool. I don't know. I thought that was cool.
You are exactly right. So, Sonia, tell the audience a little bit about yourself in a short couple sentences, and why, you know, we chose you to coordinate and help with these showcases and help the talents and TT with EZ. And tell them a little bit about yourself real quick.
Okay, great. Well, my name's Sonia Harley, and I'm an artist. I also play a little guitar. I've grown up with music pretty much all my life. I love it. I feel like music is an extension of who you are, especially if you're an artist. I had the opportunity of touring Europe with Social Distortion, which was amazing. We did like a almost eight-week tour, and I learned a lot on that tour from Mike Ness, just the way that he would communicate with the audience and the fans and the energy of the space of where he was and how he would allow that to improve his show, you know, so that people will feel connected to him. That's how you gain your fans and you keep your fans. I did the national anthem for the David Beckham game at the LA Galaxy. It was so fun, and I had no clue that all of the pyrotechnics and all of that fireworks and stuff were going to go off. So when they went off, it like freaked me out a little bit, but no one saw it. I just felt it inside. That was a great experience. Opened for Stevie Wonder. I'm working with Daryl Crooks and Daryl Swan. Daryl Swan did Macy Gray's project. He's a Grammy Award-winning producer who's amazing. And thank God that he gets me, because I know as an artist, it's really important for other artists to have producers and a writing team if they don't write for themselves, who really get the space that they're coming from as an artist. That's what's going to allow you to work. That's what's going to allow you to put yourself out there in an honest way, as opposed to becoming something that they have molded you into and want you to be. It's always important as an artist to do what you want to do and to have people who believe in you for doing that, because you always put your best foot forward. You never have to fake it. It always feels good. It feels right. And that's when you become successful. That's when you can make your connection with the audience. So as an Easy Way Angel and as a host for Sonia Harley's TT with EZ, I'm able to work with artists. I'm able to get them connected to a larger demographic where we can assist them with all of their needs, whether it's branding, whether it's getting them a writing team, getting them in Music That Pays magazine. We do everything that we can to help them cultivate and make better what they're trying to bring to the table as an artist. So since I'm an artist myself, I do have a really good understanding of what artists go through, you know. So I'm very, in the position to really relate to whoever it is, whether it's a guy or a girl, whether they're young or they're old. I've had the opportunity to work with Daryl Crooks, who's actually Chaka Khan's music director and also music director for the Commodores. So he took me to school, so I know a little bit about like the old school R&B music and stuff, which is absolutely amazing, and it gave me a better insight. So just being an angel and getting in and being there with Eric Dooley and listening to Eric actually has really helped me become a better, connector, if you want to put it that way. Like I know how to talk with people and bring the best out of a situation. Like when you're talking with someone, you can talk to someone all day long if they're great, right? But if you don't leave with viable information on how to get back with them, then you lose that contact altogether. And that's what Eric does. He does marketing. He does, how do you make it better? How can you improve your future? When you come across people that are viable to what you're doing, that's what Easy Way does. That's what Eric does. He shows you how to manifest that within yourself and keep those key words. So this is how you get a hold of me. Now, how do I get a hold of you? And let me invite you back to what I'm doing. So basically, as an Easy Way Angel and also the Easy Way Angel Coordinator, I feel really privileged and honored. And it's not an easy job, but it's a good one, and it's super fun to know that I'm helping other artists like myself get their music out there, stay strong, be confident, and know who is for you. It's really important. When someone gives you a bad vibe, you got to go with that feeling. Like if they're stopping you from being creative, that's probably not the person for you. So those are all the things that you get when you come to TT with EZ, as well as we promote you. If you have a video, we play a little footage. We give you a little time to, like, do your song live, you know, and then we also interview you. We talk about what's going on with you, all of your social media, everything that you need, all of your plugs will be there on the green screen behind you so people know where to find you. They know how to get a hold of you. We promote you, like, intensely. And on top of that, it's super freaking fun. So I want every artist that's hearing this to totally get a hold of me and come on the show. You're going to have a blast.
And how do they get a hold of you?
They get a hold of me. You can go to www.soniaharley.com, or you can also just, you know, Instagram me and give me a message under Instagram. It's super easy. Sonia with an I, S-O-N-I-A, underscore Harley, like the motorcycle, vroom, vroom. And then you have me there. But also, if you go to Eric Dooley's page, if you go to the Easy Show page, then you can also see me on that page as well, and you can leave a message on the wall that we're talking about. You can leave a message on that on the wall for the Easy Show. And you can get a hold of me that way as well.
All the listeners out there, you can go to Easy Way Broadcasting's fans page or the Easy Show fans page, which is actually the Easy Show number one because someone stole my name. I don't know what's up with that. But the Easy Show
what?
Number one.
Are you
yeah, somebody stole the Easy Show. Can you believe that? I have no
that?
Idea. But anyway, so what we do, guys, is we have a full production facility, compliments of our partner and sponsor, Pepper J Productions, which is a full TriCaster, three cameras, green screen, and you can catch that all on the Easy Show fans page. And if you type in on the search bar on Facebook, The Easy, letter E, letter Z, The Easy Show, you'll see all the behind the scenes. You'll see everything that we do. We do this every Friday at 3 o'clock. We have a blast. And we actually can showcase your website, your iTunes, whatever needs to be showcased. We could have you performing on the moon. You know, it's a green screen. It's a lot of fun. So contact Sonia. Do you have an email or anything, Sonia, that they can directly contact you, or would you prefer that they just hit their social media?
Oh, yeah, no. You guys can go to Sonia, let's rock at yahoo.com, S-O-N-I-A-L-E-T-S-R-O-C-K at yahoo.com, and just leave me a message there and I'll get a hold of you. And another thing, like all the artists that come on the show, you get to get something really, really special. We are sponsored by Vanity Drink. Vanity Drink is sponsoring the Easy Show and also the Easy Way Angels. So every artist that comes on the show, hopefully we'll have enough to where you guys can get to taste this drink. It is a health and wellness drink. It replenishes you from the inside out. I've been trying it, and I think it's super amazing for your skin. It helps you think, like, it helps you think faster. You know how people drink coffee and it wakes them up, but this drink is, like, really good. And so, hey, come on the show. That's one little gift that you'll get from the Easy Way Angels and from me, Sonia Harley, and from Eric Dooley when you come on the show as an artist.
Well, thank you, Sonia, and Vanity appreciates that. It's an amazing drink, guys. VanityDrink.com. You can do the discount code EasyWay, which is 7022. Now, before I let you go, Sonia, I'm going to introduce you to our artist, and her name is Tina Bell, and I want you guys to just talk a little bit. We don't have a whole lot of time, but talk a little bit and you know, get to know each other. Tina Bell, I'm bringing you back. You still there or are you asleep?
Yes, no. I had way too much coffee to go to sleep. No, awesome interview, everyone. Thank you for that information. It's awesome. I love the movement that everyone's a part of, so keep it up.
Yeah, right on. It rocks. How are you, Tina? I got a chance to hear your song, and it rocks. Right on. You wrote it, right?
Yeah. I wrote Bittersweet and Give Me Love, so thank you. I appreciate that.
You are welcome, and it's very important, if at all possible, for all artists. If you can write your own music, by all means, please do so. That is just
exactly.
A little nugget from Sonia Harley's TT with EZ.
Boom, there it is. No, it's I find it very therapeutic, and it's a way to express yourself in such a artistic form, you know, and it helps release a lot of emotion. So I find it fun, and especially as an artist, it's a way to really make some more money on top of releasing songs and putting it on iTunes and stuff. So
exactly, at least you get to see what comes back from your hard work, because as an artist, when you're writing, it really comes from the inside. But let me ask you a question.
Sure.
How are you with collaborating with other writers? Are you okay with that? Is it good? Does it not work for you?
No, I find that, you know, part of the fun process, you know, getting to know other writers and, you know, because they're also artists as well, you know, 90% of the time. So to sit down and to kind of hear their ideas and their structure on writing, you know, I always want to encourage myself and other artists to always learn, and you can really learn from a lot of people, so I'm totally for it.
Okay, good. That's awesome. That's really good to hear. I like when I can hear an artist that says that they're not opposed to writing with other people, because believe it or not, that's what makes you even better, because you're getting in someone else's space and in their head. And their way of approaching a song may be different from your way, because, you know, as a songwriter, some people write the hook first, they write the verses last, some people do the bridges first. So it just depends on what their approach is, and working with different writers only makes you better all the way around as an artist, as a writer. You know what I mean? It really
does.
Yeah, so you're kind of like a little bit on TT with EZ right now. So I want you to tell me in three words, describe what your live show is like.
Oh, man, in only three words?
Three words. Exciting, whatever. Three good words. Take a little moment to think about it and give me, like, three words that you want people to leave saying about your show.
Hold that answer real quick. We've got to go to a quick commercial break, and then I want you to answer that, okay? Okay, Tina?
All right.
So, guys,
you're
listening to Easy Talk Live, and when we come back, Tina Bell is going to answer what she is like on stage in three words or more. That's hard. That's a hard way to answer. That's a hard question, Sonia. All right, we'll be right back.
No, it's not.
What's the best thing for kids? Next to the space station. Kidstown Live, of course, now broadcasting every Friday afternoon from Hollywood, California.
Oops, that's the wrong commercial. Where's the Teens on Air one? Oops. Well, I'm looking for that.
Right.
Go ahead and answer that. Answer one of those questions, and I'll pop this commercial on.
So what to expect from my live performances in just three words, I would have to say unexpected. I'm always switching it up. You know, I like to be really young and, you know, fun. And then I kind of like to play the sexy, you know. So I like to switch it up. I always like to keep
that.
Audience guessing. Another thing I would like to say is I'm edgy and glitter. I love glitter. I have a natural obsession with glitter. And you can always expect that from my show. The audience loves it.
Oh, my gosh. I freaking love that. Unexpected, edgy, and glitter. So you're going to glow. You're going to come there and get something that you do not expect. And on top of that, you push the envelope a little bit, which is what people want. That's what makes you hot. That's what makes you.
Okay, I found the commercial.
So
I'm going to play this commercial, then you guys can come back. All right, guys, you're listening to Easy Talk Live. I don't mean to interrupt. I'm loving the conversation, and I want to learn the stage presence and everything. But they're going to kill me if I don't play this commercial. So I hope you guys are enjoying the show, guys. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, producer Andrew here in the control room. We'll get back to Zach in a hot minute, but first, I just wanted to let you know that Teens on Air has an official Facebook group page that you can join. You just log on to your Facebook and type in the search bar, Teens on Air, and join the group. You'll be able to check out the newest music, not on FM radio, find links to all the celebrities and teen stars that we have on the show, as well as check out the awesome things that we find from you to put on the group. Now don't forget, every Friday night at 6 p.m., we're live in Hollywood on Easy Way Broadcasting, courtesy of Blog Talk Radio. Once again, I'm Andrew Caravella in the control room, sending it back to Zach in the Z studio.
Well, in this case, we're not sending it back to Zach, but I want to make sure you guys know about the show on Friday, 6 p.m. every Friday. Zach Callison from Steven Universe on Cartoon Network. He's also the voice of King Tut on Peabody and Sherman in the theaters right now. And if you look up his IMDb, his credits are ridiculous. He's 16 years old, amazing kid. And, you know, it's for teens, about teens, by teens. And if you're a teen or you like teen stuff, you definitely got to tune into that show Friday at 6 p.m. tomorrow. Don't miss it. Sonia, back to you.
Yeah. Are we back? Hello?
Yeah, Tina was telling you about the stage presence, so, and I interrupted with a commercial. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, it was good. Okay, let's recap.
Yeah.
Unexpected, edgy and glitter. That's where we were, right?
Yeah. Basically, to sum up the show is, you know, it's very youthful. I want everyone, no matter what age you are, you know, to come at my show and really kind of give that, you know, that young type feeling where you leave the show feeling elaborated and full of creativity, and you know, I want the show to stick in your mind and have that be a memory that you can carry on for the rest of your remaining years. So,
oh my gosh, thank you. You know, honestly, that is something that you said, that's a marker for the TG with Easy. It is very important as an artist that people leave remembering something about your show, that they leave with a good feeling. It's so much better. That is the way that you're going to reach millions, because they're going to go and they're going to tell people, oh my gosh, I went to her show and it felt like this and it felt good. And the next thing you know, more people are going to come. You can be an amazing singer, but if you leave nothing with the people for them to go and talk about so that they can, like, you know, blow you up even more, then it's almost like an empty show. You know what I mean? So
definitely,
I'm glad that you totally get that as an artist, that it's so totally important to make that connection with your audience, you know? And
definitely.
Hey, are you going to come to the show on the 21st?
You can count on it. Yeah. I'll come
on
to
yay.
Your show, and then I'll head over to Ernie's award ceremony. So it'll be a big day on the 25th.
Yeah, right on. You get to meet Kaylee Stallings, that's gonna be really cool. And then I'll get to meet you in person as well. So right on.
Beautiful.
I'm so looking forward to it.
Awesome. Well,
this is Kay watching two beautiful girls chat back and forth. You listen to girl talk. Oh yeah. Okay, guys. So I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna have to make sure that we, because we're all about the fans. We're all about the interaction. We're all about the support. We love everybody that listens to our show. And so, what are we gonna give the fans, guys? Tina, you have a lot of fans that are probably tuning in to today's show.
Yes.
I'm assuming that maybe a headshot of some sort or a free CD, or let's think of something they can go to the fans page and they can win.
Definitely. Well, let's collaborate on that, and then we'll announce it on all my social media where they're always connected. So I'm very blessed for that, and thank you, fans, for tuning in, and I'll definitely get you back with something. Free T-shirt with a signed autograph on the back. How's that?
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so something to look forward to, guys.
Love
so
that.
Everybody that is listening to the show or listens to the archived show, and also make sure to go to easywaybroadcasting.com, because we'll be posting a recap of this show. And, you know, anything that we talked about on the show, we try to post on the blog so it's easier for you to access. But that sounds great. So you guys can go to the Easy Way Broadcasting fans page on Facebook, which is letter E, letter Z, and we'll be posting a post about Ernie Singleton and how you can possibly win your tickets to go to an amazing event for when it comes to music, as well as win a signed T-shirt from Tina Bell. And I might throw a couple little things in there for you guys, too. So we really appreciate all the listeners out there, and appreciate you, Sonia, and appreciate you, Tina. And so tune in tomorrow. Tell them a little bit about the show, Tina, and then we got to wrap it up. Tell them about the Easy Show and how they can tune in.
All right, everybody, this is where you guys really need to listen. You guys got to get a hold of Eric Zoli. You can find him on Facebook. You can find him on Instagram and Twitter. And you guys will be linked directly to his website. And that's where you can get all the information on all the latest artists that's going to be on the radio. You can connect with them live. You can call in anytime, and that's where we can connect. So let's get connected. All you artists out there, all you fans out there, it's one world. So let's make it happen and get connected right now with Eric Foley and Easy Way Broadcasting Radio Live.
Yeah. I love it, Tina. We made up a new shirt. We made up a new shirt. You and I got to do the shirt together. Let's get connected the easy way.
Oh, that's cute. Hey, Eric, I was going to say that how about whoever downloads the Easy Way app on their phone, they take a snapshot of it and hashtag Easy Way, then they will get a Sonia Harley signed pic with a kiss from Sonia Harley, TT with Easy.
I love it.
Ooh.
I love it.
I like that too, Eric. That was
fans, you guys are
I say girls off air. off air, we should all talk, and we should talk about this a little bit more in detail, not so freestyle. But we got Let's Get Connected the Easy Way. We got the Sonya Harley Kiss. We got the signed T-shirt with Tina Bell. We got, you know, a lot of fun stuff we can do for the fans. So appreciate you guys, and we're going to go ahead and go to one more little quick drop to show some of the support. Don't go away, because this is we got a couple other announcements before the show's ending. But remember, every Thursday at 10:30 a.m., you could tune into How We Do Things the Easy Way. It's just updates, all the stuff that we do the easy way. We interview some great guests. We have some great segments. And hopefully you guys enjoyed the show, and you'll tell your friends, and you'll tell your friends to tell their friends, and their friends to tell their friends, and their friends to tell their friends, and we keep blowing this thing up together, guys. And we do it the easy way always, and we will be right back. This is a quick little drop from some friends of mine, and hopefully you guys like it. Thanks for listening to the show,
hashtag,
and we'll be right back.
Easy.
Life is hard, how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zhu Li, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
All right, now, Tina, you had a fan. I'm getting some tags here. You had a fan that requested the song Bittersweet. What was that fan's name? Kayla or something?
I think it was Kayla Beth from North Dakota. Hi, Kayla.
Well,
thank
shout out
so
to Kayla
for...
Beth from North Dakota. Because you requested it, you get it. We're going to go ahead and finish up the show with Bittersweet from Tina Bell, and we appreciate everybody for listening. Make sure to tune in next week. And if you want to get any other updates, again, you can go to easywaybroadcasting.com. Or really, if you guys just go to Eric Zuli blog, and I know the fans are probably like, oh, my God, how many sites does he have? I mean, I can't keep track. I don't know what to do. We're actually making that very simple for you guys. If you download the application, everything's on there, and we have a site that's going to be coming out that has everything in one place. But for now, deal with it. Okay. It's E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y blog.com, and that is the main blog that basically distributes out to everything that we have. We have over 250,000 followers that follow that blog, and we love every one of our followers. If you want to follow me and you enjoy my witty personality and charisma and creativity and what we do the easy way, you can follow my Instagram at E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. You can follow my Twitter at E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. You can follow my Facebook at E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y fans. And you can follow my, I don't know, everything else, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y on Google. Love you guys. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Sonya. Thank you, Tina.
You're welcome.
This is Bittersweet by Tina Bell, requested by, hopefully we're saying your name right, Kayla. Thank you for your request. And you ask it, we do it. When you're done, do it the hard way, guys. Do it the
easy way.
A little slow, but we'll take it. All right, guys, we'll catch you next week.
You talk about me, you have my back. We'll keep it up. I like that.
feeling about me will probably change tomorrow.
Personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.
Okay, so I'm going to call you guys back, and we'll talk.